The Sheldon Museum Board votes on a name change, and Southeast Alaska faces a shortage of assisted living homes, forcing some aging residents to leave their hometowns. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories up next. On Wednesday, the Board of Trustees for the Sheldon Museum voted to change the institution's name from the Sheldon Museum and Cultural Center to the Haynes Sheldon Museum. Museum Director Helen Alton says confusion has plagued the institution for years because of the name Sheldon. It comes from Steve Sheldon, whose collection is the foundation of the museum, but it gets mixed up with the more well-known Sheldon Jackson Museum in Sitka and the Sheldon Museum of Art in Nebraska.
People do not realize how cumbersome and difficult that name is. Not within our community. Within our community, it means something. It's the Sheldon family. It's a historic community-wide. But we are living in a global community, and we're trying to draw people off these cruise ships who want to come here, that know about us beforehand. And it's not possible with that name.
Board of Trustees President Jim Shook says the board has talked about the challenges of the name for a while.
We entered into this years ago and have discussed it quite a number of times. And it has finally come to a head, which is, I think, is very good.
In October, the board made what some saw as a sudden decision to change the museum name. The new title the board chose at the time was the Haynes Museum and Cultural Center. But the removal of Sheldon from the name prompted many negative reactions, including from the grandchildren of Steve Sheldon.
I don't think it was meant as a disrespect for the Sheldon family. I think it was primarily meant as a way of clarifying who we are.
Still, the board decided to ask for public input before making a final name change. Shook put out a request for community members to email or send letters in with their suggestions. But the response was minimal.
We certainly expected a flood of input from the community, but we just did not feel it.
Shook says they received just two responses. When the board met Wednesday, it voted 5-1 for the Haynes Sheldon Museum.
They wanted it to be clean, and they wanted it to be clear and to really indicate who we are. They wanted the community name in it. They wanted to include the Sheldon name, and they didn't want any extraneous verbiage.
Board member Diana Kelm was the one dissenting vote.
And I really feel that the museum is a piece of history in its own right, including the name, and saw no good reason to change the name. There were many valid reasons for saying it should change, but I just didn't buy it.
But Shook says it's a difficult financial climate for museums. Having a name that distinguishes the museum, that's clarifying instead of confusing, will help the institution market itself and draw more visitors.
We all have to evolve to survive, whether it be a species or an organization. You know, you look at the library, they've done a good job of evolving and changing to meet certain needs, and I and others have felt that we should evolve as well.
Alton hopes the way the name change upset some people in the community doesn't cause them to stop supporting the museum.
I was just sort of passed by someone who said, well, I'm not giving anything to them if they change their name. And I'm hoping people don't take that attitude, because the fact of the matter is we're still the same museum, and we're the museum that serves our community, and we're an amazing museum.
Alton and Shook say switching the museum's name and all the advertising, signage, and other materials will be gradual. It will take at least a couple years to make the transition from the Sheldon Museum and Cultural Center to the Haynes Sheldon Museum. Due to a shortage of assisted living homes, some of Southeast Alaska's aging residents can't stay in their home communities. Residences in Haynes, Juneau, Ketchikan, Sitka, and Petersburg provide assistance to seniors needing help with daily activities, such as cooking, dressing, and medication management. As part of the Coast Alaska and KHNS series Aging Southeast, KTOO's Lisa Fu reports on how the region isn't keeping up with the demand for assisted living, and that demand is only expected to grow.
On a recent Tuesday morning, Jackie Farnsworth and Jack Brandt play piano and sing at the state-run Juneau Pioneers Home. Residents seated in a semicircle of couches and chairs in front of the piano join in. They have music stands in front of them so they can follow along. A few play maracas. Down the hall, Irene Cashin sits in a recliner watching TV. The 87-year-old moved in last March and doesn't miss living alone.
Look at me. I have my room over there, and I do beading. I could do things by myself. I can come over here in my lounge and watch news and go out in the other room, and there's always something.
Group activities scheduled for later that day include a history talk, card games, exercise called Fun and Fit, and more music. Cashin can join in or do her own thing.
I made up my own mind to come in. Because I know I have beginning Alzheimer's, and I know about it, and I don't want my children to have to take care of me at home. I can take care of myself here, and it's been a wonderful experience.
Cashin has spent almost her whole life in Juneau. Kids, grandkids, great-grandkids also live here. It's where she wants to remain, and the home means she can. That's not the case for many of Southeast Alaska's senior citizens. The demand outweighs supply, and many communities in the region don't offer any assisted living options. The region's geography and its rapidly aging population create challenges that don't exist in more populated parts of the state.
We're not connected. So if somebody from Prince of Wales needs help, they're basically giving up their home and having to move. And may never go back.
Dee Wright runs The Manor in Ketchikan, the only licensed assisted living home in Southeast run by a private individual. She says some of its dozen residents are from Prince of Wales Island, Metlakatla, Sitka, and Juneau. She says people who can't find placement in Southeast often have to leave.
There are people up north and down south that could come home if we have the housing.
Haines and Petersburg also have assisted living homes, and Sitka and Ketchikan have Pioneers homes. Altogether, they house about 210 older adults. All have long waiting lists. Julie Sandy is the administrator at the Ketchikan Pioneers Home.
The calls that I'm fielding at this point, I'm saying to people, if you haven't applied to the Pioneer Home and, you know, you're 86 years old and you need to move in right now, there's the possibility that I will not be able to serve you in your lifetime. And that's very hard to say, you know, for individuals who just get on the wait list, it can be years before they move to the top of my list.
In Juneau, a nonprofit is working to build a new assisted living community to meet some of the need. Senior Citizens Support Services Incorporated President Sue Douglas is among those tired of seeing people leave because of the shortage of assisted living options.
That's the last thing we want to have happen in our community is to send our loved ones outside. They want to age here and they want to die here.
Douglas expects residents to come from all over Southeast, with most from Juneau. She says the nonprofit has secured land in Vintage Park, in Juneau's populous Mendenhall Valley, close to amenities. The project would have about 90 apartment-like units with a projected monthly cost between $5,000 and $7,000. One of the major hurdles is finalizing the financing. Douglas says it would cost up to $30 million.
The biggest message to the people in Southeast Alaska right now is just knowing and feeling confident that this project will get completed. We will do this. We'll have it available.
And I did this one flat.
Back at the Juneau Pioneers Home, Irene Cashin says she's happy she chose to move into assisted living. Her mother had lived in the Pioneers Home in Sitka, so she knew it was a good option. And she thinks others will make a similar choice if they can.
It's fun. You know, it's real life. And it's still your life. You're not taking away from your own children's life, you know. I see them as much as I did before, and they don't have to worry about me.
A new assisted living community in Juneau could be complete as soon as fall 2017. The Manor in Ketchikan also hopes to build a new assisted living home that could house up to 28 people. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.
For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.